Hey everybody, it's Danny. I want to say thank you for tuning in to the Heartway podcast, and I want to give a special thanks to those of you who are tuning in from really all over the world. We're so grateful that you are a part of our community and that you listen in on an ongoing basis. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, I want to ask you to share this with a friend. You never know the impact that one of these messages can have in another person's life. And if you yourself have been impacted and you'd like to continue to partner with us to keep this work going, check us out at heartwaychurch.com/give. Every dollar that you give goes a really long way towards helping us do what it is that we do. Well, we love you. Really hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another week of Heartway at Home. We're switching things up, though, today. We're taking a little break from our regularly scheduled programming, and we decided to take you inside of the Prada home. First and foremost, the reason why we're doing this is because our team has been working tirelessly over the last several months to provide such a wonderful experience on Sunday mornings for each and every one of you, and we wanted to give everybody a day of rest, a week of rest, some time to just kind of chill so that we can come back revitalized and ready to continue to pour out all that we have to add value to your lives. So today we're going to have a little mini discussion on living with purpose, purposeful living. But before we get into it, I want to share a couple of announcements with you. For starters, last Wednesday we were able to kick off our Pulse groups, and wow, we had an incredible time on Wednesday night, just getting together with so many people and sharing our hearts with one another, getting real, getting vulnerable, getting honest, getting transparent. Right now, I know there's so many of us that are carrying around such heavy emotions, and sometimes we feel like we're all alone in carrying those emotions. Yeah. So to be able to get in a space that is safe and to be able to share without the fear of being judged or fixed or corrected is truly a gift. Because
that's actually something that I really love about our post groups. We have rules. And, you know, one of the rules is no judging, no shaming. You know, like it's
no fixing.
Yeah, no fixing, no over-spiritualizing.
Yeah.
And I love that. Because a lot of times we just want people to hear us. And there's so much healing that comes in just sharing what's in our heart.
Yeah, you know? And that's the thing. Like, so many times we have this desire to help other people, but sometimes that help comes in the form of, let me tell you what you should do. Mm-hmm. When in reality, the help that most people are looking for is, can you just listen to me?
Yeah.
Can you just support me? Can you let me know that I'm being heard and understood? And so that's what Pulse groups are all about. So if you want to be a part of that, we want to invite you to join us next Wednesday. We're going to be doing this for the next 8 weeks. So the more the merrier. We're on Zoom. And so we start all together. Everybody comes together and we do some prayer, meditation time, share a little devotional, and then we break out into subgroups, which is pretty cool. So you can register at heartwaychurch.com/updates, and you'll receive a Zoom link, and then we'll catch you on Wednesday night.
Also, invite your friends. Your friends are totally welcome to join us.
Mm-hmm. We had several newer faces come on Wednesday, which was pretty neat. So
love it.
Second thing is, thank you for your generosity. I feel like there are some folks who have been giving even more during this time of global crisis, and we're so grateful for each and every one of you that have decided to give above and beyond during this time. Because, listen, there's a lot of folks that have been hurt financially during this time, obviously. And, of course, that's had an impact in the giving of our community. So it's been amazing to see other people step up and fill in those gaps so that we can continue doing what it is that we're doing, and so that this won't just be a time that we're stagnant, but that we can actually thrive as a community. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts for giving, for supporting our vision. Our vision here at Heartway is to help people discover themselves in God and transform the world through love. Those are the two things that we focus on here: self-discovery, social transformation. And so if that is something that resonates with you, if you want to be a part of a community that is helping people learn who they truly are on the inside and make this world a better place, what better way can you contribute to this than by giving financially? So heartwaychurch.com/give, and you can set up everything there. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that. All right, so today we're going to talk about living on purpose, purposeful living. I'll tell you what, right now in a time of such chaos, when there's so much debate and arguing and people at each other's throats about every issue, it has been so refreshing to know that I have a purpose, that I'm living in my purpose, and that I'm here to do something really important in the world. Because when you have a purpose, you don't get lost in the distractions, because you're here to do something. You know that God has placed you on this earth, in this time, in this moment, in this season, to do whatever it is that God has called you to do. And that laser focus protects you from getting lost in all of the distractions that are going around us all the time. And that's been like an anchor for me during this time, to know, hey, we have this spiritual community, and we are here to make an impact and to help other people. That has helped me from getting lost in so much of the noise that's been going on. And I know that that's something that so many of us desire, but we don't even know where to begin when it comes to purpose. We don't even know where to begin when it comes to figuring out what it is that we're here to do. And what I've noticed is, normally when it comes to this conversation about purpose, for a lot of people, this conversation is surrounded by a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, like, oh my God, what is my purpose? Yeah. What am I here to do?
Yeah, if I don't have a purpose, then everything is meaningless.
Well, for starters, everybody has a purpose. If you're here, you have a purpose. You have gifts, you have strengths, you have talents, you have opportunities that are in front of you right now, and you have purpose. So that's first things first. Now we can get into the conversation of how can we talk about what our purpose is specifically. But before we do that, I want to say that something that has been really helpful to me is making a distinction between inner purpose and outer purpose. Okay, our inner purpose relates to our being. Our outer purpose relates to our doing. So our outer purpose is about what we're here to do in the world. Most of us, when we talk about purpose, only focus on outer purpose. What am I here to do? Of course, that's an important conversation. But you can't even really begin to walk in your outer purpose until you first have come to discover what your inner purpose is. And so what is your inner purpose? Your inner purpose is the same as my purpose. Our outer purpose is all different. Everybody has different giftings. We all have a different role to play. We all have different parts to play. But our inner purpose is all the same. There's this one confession of faith in the Reformed tradition of Christianity that says, what is the chief end of humanity, or what is the purpose of humanity? And of course, it's very old school language, but they said, the purpose of humanity is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. And I love that. The way we glorify God is by enjoying God. Yeah. And so your inner purpose is to enjoy God, to delight yourself in God, to discover the presence of God within your soul. When you live in alignment with your inner purpose, when you come to recognize that you exist to know God and to be known by God, you exist to love God and to be loved by God. And when you can sit in that and rest in that and understand that that is why you're here, everything else kind of begins to flow out from there.
Yeah. I think we need to stop asking this question, what does the world need? Mm. I think we need to start asking, what do I need? What makes me come alive? What makes me happy? What makes me joyous? Because what the world needs is a ton of people who are on fire and fully alive within themselves.
Absolutely.
You know, I think living the other way, asking what does this world need, is kind of taking the role of God.
Right.
You know, it's like trying to control and make things happen rather than just focusing on yourself, which is what we can always do. We can always focus on our insides, focus on ourselves, love ourselves, and really just, you know, go from there.
Yes.
Go from the inside.
What are you passionate about? Mm-hmm. You know, and so again, if we use this framework of inner purpose, outer purpose, if our passion is God, if our passion is love, that is going to reverberate out.
Yes.
In everything that we do.
Yes.
So ultimately, yes, our outer purpose is a vehicle through which we can help other people discover their inner purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's what it means to be in alignment. You know, when I know that I am here to love God, to enjoy God, to delight myself in God, whatever it is that I do in this world is just an instrument, a tool to help other people find that truth for themselves. Mm-hmm. Because it is in that discovery of our inner purpose that our life becomes filled with true meaning.
Yeah.
And that's where passion comes into the picture, because then we get very passionate. You know, God is something that we should be passionate about, especially if God is really the source of fulfillment for our soul. And when we're truly passionate about this, we're going to talk about it. We're gonna be about it. We're gonna share it with others. I love, like, when I see businesses that also tie in spirituality and faith. You know, sometimes I mean, it looks different for
everyone.
Yeah. But, like, for example, I'll give you an example that's not as, like, Christian-y. Because, for example, there's this one juice shop by our house, mm-hmm, that, you know, they sell a bunch of, like, healthy juices and wraps and acai bowls. It's awesome. Went there yesterday to try and kill this little mini sickness that I'm feeling inside of me.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting tested, y'all, all right? But these people are people of faith. You know, they're Christians. And they sell T-shirts in there that make it very open that they are people of faith. You know, Cliff, actually, who shares sometimes at Heartway, we call him the Bishop of Heartway. Him and his wife are incredible.
Love that.
Yeah, they're awesome. Well, Cliff, for example, he does construction. And he was telling me that there was a time when he was advised to take out the word blessed from his vision statement. I forget exactly what his vision statement is, but he had the word blessed in there, like to bless others or whatever. And somebody had advised him to take that out because it may keep him from closing some deals and some people may feel uncomfortable. But for him, that was a non-negotiable. He's like, no, listen, this is what I'm about. And what I'm doing in the world is just a vehicle to help people find this treasure that I have found in God.
Yeah.
You know, so I love when people are able to bring together inner purpose, outer purpose like that. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even have to be super Christian-y either. Like, we went to go eat at this place in Doral.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
What was it called? Aguacate something?
Yeah, Sanctuary of Love.
Oh my gosh.
Such a cool place.
And the story of the owner of that place is incredible. So the owner of that restaurant is a friend of somebody from our community too, mm-hmm, which we just discovered, somebody, yeah, who's a part of Heartway. And this person was telling us that the owner of this, like, restaurant slash farm, which is kind of, yeah, cool. It's a restaurant slash farm. They were loaded, they were rich, they were wealthy, they had a bunch of businesses, and this lady basically gave all of that up to downsize and simplify her life, started this business, but she uses this as a way of helping people elevate their consciousness and transform their lives from the inside out. In other words, our outer purpose is always about helping other people, mm-hmm, serving other people, mm-hmm, loving other people, especially if we're followers of Jesus.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, but that all of that comes from working within first.
Yes.
You come first. You matter first. So I think that's, yes, important to always remember.
The purpose of life is to live.
Yes.
And to live to the fullest.
Yeah, I think we need to stop focusing, we need to stop putting the first step as finding a specific purpose, the outer purpose. You know, we need to stop searching for that, we need to search within, find the God that is within us, because your very own existence is your purpose. You know, there's so much purpose in that, in just living life, being present to every single moment. You are here for so much more than the material things that you can do or bring into this world.
Absolutely. And I like that you bring up material things, because when you're living in your purpose, you're not caught up in outcomes and results. You know you're not in alignment when you're overly affected by the outcome and results of your work, as opposed to just giving yourself fully to the work that you're here to do.
Yep.
Big difference. Mm-hmm. Because if you're doing it for some sort of a result, what happens when you don't get the result? And normally we're so hard on ourselves that we never feel like the results are good enough.
Yeah.
I was looking at a post that someone I follow on Instagram was putting, and this guy, he puts YouTube videos out every day, like spiritual type videos, and he was talking about how he always thought once he gets 1 million subscribers on his YouTube that he would be happy and everything would be good, but he started realizing it's never enough. Mm-hmm. It's never enough.
Yeah.
And at some point he just had to drop that, because it was getting him off track. Moving him off focus.
We get so caught up in living for the future and for those goals and for those, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, those achievements are good, but it takes us away from experiencing God in this very present moment. And this very present moment is all we have.
Absolutely.
The future isn't promised. You know, this moment is.
Absolutely. It's about doing what you love and loving what you do, loving and enjoying the process.
Yes.
That's really where the joy is.
Yeah.
That's where the happiness is.
Yeah. And don't judge yourself or shame yourself if you haven't found that purpose. You know that your purpose is living in this very moment.
Yes.
That is enough.
Yes.
That is enough. You are enough, just with that being said.
And and to jump on that too, why is it so important for us to prioritize this inner purpose? Because your outer purpose is flexible and can change over time. What may be your purpose to do now in this moment is going to be different than what your purpose is in the next moment.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for example, I know that I have a calling on my life. I know that I'm here to come alongside of others and to help them spiritually. However, I have always been open to the way in which I go about doing that. You know, right now it looks like this, you know, this conversation we're having, Heartway community.
Yeah.
What will that be in 10 years? I don't know. I would like it to be Heartway. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't plan on doing anything else, but you know, it's like they say,
but you're flexible, you know?
Exactly. You have to be flexible.
You're open. That leaves room for God.
Thank you.
Like I said, it takes it back to control. We like to control everything. And we don't leave room for God to work. God is greater than anything and everything. And we got to allow room for God to do what he's got to do.
Absolutely.
Everything has purpose. Everything has meaning. Everything matters.
Yeah. So stay open, stay flexible, and don't think that it's like, I have to figure out the one thing that I'm going to do now for the rest of my life, and that's my purpose. It doesn't necessarily work like that.
Yeah.
If you're tapped into this inner purpose, if you're seeking first the kingdom, everything else will flow from there. And your role may adjust and change over time. And also part of this too is recognizing not everybody and not always will you necessarily get money from or make a living from your purpose and your passion.
Yes. I recently was reading Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. Such a good book. It's about like just creativity, which we are all creatives in one way or another. And she talks about how she actually writes a lot of books, but that's not her main source of income. And how important it is to leave your passion as like a hobby and like don't rely on that as your main source of income. And I love that, because so often we get caught up in, you know, we're doing something that we love, but we get caught up in, oh, I need to make X amount of money to pay the bills. I need to book this many things, or I need to do X, Y, Z. And that takes you away from loving and living in your purpose.
Absolutely. That
takes you to the material things, you know, right. to all of the extra things that shouldn't matter. And like I said, it takes you away from the love of what it is that you're doing. So if your passion doesn't pay the bills, that's okay.
Right.
And that's beautiful that it doesn't, because then you can always have this love and passion for it.
And then, and then that also forces you to clarify why mm-hmm. you're doing what it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's what really needs to be purified, is our intention.
Yes.
Why are you doing what you are doing?
Yeah.
Because if you're doing it for some sort of external validation, if you're attaching your sense of self-worth to results or how many people are following you or how high the numbers are mm-hmm. or whatever the case is, or how big of a following you have, mm-hmm. you're already off track.
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing it for the wrong intention. Yeah, so many times I've had to question myself and just ask, like, would I still be doing what I do? Just, you know, like if I wasn't getting paid. Mm. And honestly, yes. That's why so often, even now, you know, I'm a wedding photographer. Even now I've been setting up shoots where I can just shoot freely. You know, I can just take photos and not have any pressure of having to perform, or where people are paying me, where I feel like I have to, like, you know, like meet like what their needs and like right. do everything that I've been doing all along, you know, because people see my old images and they're like, oh my God, they're so beautiful. I want that. So I always have that pressure behind me when people are paying me that I'm like, oh my God, I have to perform. Right. It has to be just as good, instead of, you know, I'm going to do this because it fulfills my soul and I'm just going to be free and see what I capture, see what moments I can create and be fully present.
And that's what allows you to be true to yourself 100%.
Yes.
Because if you have to change who you are or what you're doing to placate mm-hmm. this person or to please that person, you're not going to be fulfilled.
No.
Even doing your quote unquote purpose.
Yeah.
Like even with Heartway, you know, for the first 5 years of us doing this, I was bivocational, which means I had another job that was helping us to pay our bills. Mm-hmm. I was a chaplain at a homeless shelter, and that season of my life was so fulfilling. And it filled me with so much joy. And I was working with homeless people. Nobody saw the difference that I was making.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody was there when I was having conversations with these people in my office. Nobody knew about, I could barely post anything because you can't have these people's faces online for security purposes, you know, in case there's people looking for them or, you know, some of those people in that homeless shelter were not in a good place in their life. And sometimes they did a lot of damage or hurt a lot of people, and they had people looking for them. And you can't put that there at the Broward Outreach Center because you're going to bring trouble to them. Mm-hmm. I couldn't post about anything. Nobody saw what I was doing. And yet I was more fulfilled than ever doing that work.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what.
And you didn't even make a lot of money. Like
no,
the money
not at
that
all.
You made was like so little, but you were so fulfilled and happy. And
absolutely.
That's all that matters ultimately.
Absolutely.
That we are happy, fulfilled, one with God, because that's what God wants for us. He wants us to live a fruitful, full life.
Absolutely. I would trade the money for the fulfillment any day. And I can say that honestly and with integrity because I've tasted that,
yeah.
done that. You know, what I will say is having that job during the beginning of Heartway actually came in handy so much because not having our financial stability tied to Heartway freed me up to be able to say what I wanted to say, to communicate what I felt I needed to communicate without the fear of financial repercussion. So sometimes we can think to ourselves that not getting paid for what we're doing is a bad thing, but in my case, it was a wonderful thing. And I've read a lot, I've heard a lot, I've had a lot of conversations with other pastors and ministry leaders who are afraid to speak up and speak out about certain things that matter deeply to them because they know that doing so will bring about some sort of financial repercussions for them in their community. Oh, well, if I say this about this issue, then this person who gives a lot of money is going to stop giving. And then church becomes politics at that point, you know? So now don't get me wrong. There's still challenges. There's still going to be difficulties when you speak out and you speak up. But it's like one philosopher says, he who has a why in life can bear almost any how.
Yeah.
You know, and so it always comes back to, what is your why?
Yeah.
Why is it that you're doing what it is that you're doing?
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, what that is one of the things that I love the most about our community. Just the fact that everyone, including myself, you know, that's something I've struggled with, just not being able to feel like I can be myself. Mm-hmm. Feeling like I had to fit a certain mold or fit in a certain box. And at Heartway, I've said this so many times, I thank everyone for allowing me to just embrace and be who I am. And that is one of the things that I love the most about our community, how raw and authentic we are. Everyone should have the freedom to embrace and be fully who they are, because that is who God created you to be. And there is nothing wrong with you. Mm-hmm. You know, you are perfect just as you are. And I believe that whenever you can accept and embrace who you are, that is when the transformation can come. You know, that is when that inner work can come, that self-awareness can come, when you're able to just say, this is who I am, and I'm going to love who I am because God, this is what God created.
Yes. Don't let money, don't let what other people think get in the way of you tapping into that.
Yes.
Because that is purpose.
Yes.
That is fulfillment. That is satisfaction.
Yes.
He who knows their why in life can bear any how.
I love that.
That's what it is.
I love that. That is so good.
All right. You got anything else for the people?
No, that's it.
It's been a good conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Be content where you are, you know, be present to every single moment, because this present moment is all you have. And your purpose is in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can find a purpose literally in anything.
God leads us step by step. Sometimes mm-hmm. we can get so caught up with the long term that we miss what's happening in
this
the here
very
and in the
moment.
Now.
Yes. Yes. And this very moment is what matters.
What is our purpose? Well, right now, it's having this conversation.
Yes.
Like we mentioned
Being
earlier.
Here right now.
That's it. It's as simple as that.
God will take care of tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. And that takes me back to just having spirituality, having a community to come back to, you know, knowing that God is greater than myself and everything, and God will sustain me.
Mm-hmm.
God will provide.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, for joining us.
We love you. Have an amazing week. Don't forget to share Heartway with your family and friends, and see you Pulse Groups on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Love y'all.
Bye.